As we wait for some of your calls, I want to talk about the future of work real quick. That's something that is so interesting to me, an interesting article in the Globe today talking about meetings. I don't know if you had a job in the before times where meetings were just the bane of your existence, constant meetings all day long. I know it's. I deal with it, too. In the news business, there's meetings all day long, and if you're not careful, they'll just run away with you. Well, what's going to happen in the future, in our new dystopian future when it comes to meetings? Dave Parody is a Mississauga-based presentation expert and joins me on the line. Dave, are you wearing a mask?
I'm not today, Alan, because I'm in my home office and I can physically distance.
Okay, so you're safe. I won't have to get mad at you for not wearing a mask. When we start talking about meetings in the future, when we do actually go back to the office, some of us, what's the future going to look like?
Well, I think the biggest impacts are in two areas, Alan, and this is what the government is focusing on. One is distancing, and the other is cleaning. And so in distancing, in a meeting where you used to pack 10 people into a meeting room, I'm not sure you're going to be able to have more than maybe four in that meeting room. And so now you have to decide who's getting to come to the meeting. And for the rest of the people, how are they going to attend? And that's where remote meeting attendees are going to be incredibly important for everyone to pay attention to, the presenter, as well as everybody else.
And getting people to pay attention online is a totally different deal than doing it in person.
It absolutely is, because in a meeting room, there's sort of this social pressure that you don't want somebody to see what you're looking at on your laptop. But when you're remote, nobody knows. So we are competing as presenters with everything else on their screen.
And for those who are actually physically in person, because you're in a room, maybe you're all wearing masks. Next thing you know, you can, I don't know if you can throw your voice, you might be able to do some funny voices and make it sound like it came from the person next to you.
Well, that's a skill that some people might be developing during this at-home time, Alan. I'm not sure about that. But if you do have people who choose to wear a mask in the workplace and are coming to a meeting, as a presenter, it's very hard to see facial expressions. So you're maybe going to have to pause more often during your presentation to check in with people to see, are you understanding this? Is this making sense? Are we going in the right direction? So as a presenter, you're going to have to allocate more time to that checking in than you do maybe to the content that you would have been able to include if you didn't have to keep doing that checking in.
Speaking with Dave Parody, who is a Mississauga-based presentation expert about the future of work, and I think maybe, Dave, one of the upsides to all of this is that in corporate culture, you'll find this, that just, you know, meeting after meeting, it's just everybody wants to call a meeting and bring, you know, and everybody's supposed to go to the meeting, that now we'll be a little bit more selective about the meetings, about who has to go and how many there are. Is that possible?
I hope so, Alan, because I agree with you. There are way too many meetings. And so many meetings people sit through and go, you know what, this could have been an email. And I think as presenters, we're going to have to step back and really think about what mode of communication should I use? Because calling a meeting and doing a presentation is not the best in every situation. So I'm hoping we step back and we relook, just like we're relooking at a lot of things in society today. We step back and we say, could this be done as an email?
Thank you, Dave. That's so interesting. Really fascinating to think about. Dave Parody is a Mississauga-based presentation expert talking about the future of work. Thanks again.
Thanks so much, Alan.